Okay, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. I would like somebody to send me the lyrics to that song we just heard, because I never could understand anything but Louie Louie. And we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. It is time for a very special guest on the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We have Carrie Wilkerson with us. Carrie Wilkerson is the voice of experience from corporate life to teaching high school to direct sales to information marketing and coaching. She has been there and done that professionally and personally. An overnight mom to two toddlers through adoption, her priorities instantly changed and so did her workplace. She's now built several businesses and coached others to do the same while overcoming extreme debt, losing 110 pounds and having two more children for a total of four, aging from toddler to teen. As the Barefoot Executive, Carrie and her network of experts have quickly become the definitive resource for helping others achieve extra income and career goals while working from home. Welcome to my show, Carrie.
Thanks, Bruce, for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you and all that you're doing, and I'm so excited that you're going to be joining Dad Chat this evening as we talk about having it all, balancing life, work, and family. And I loved your title, Parent and CEO. Can you balance it all? It sounds like you've been balancing a whole lot of stuff for a whole lot of time, and I had no idea that you lost all that weight. That's how much my wife weighs.
Yeah, I've lost like a competitive cheerleader.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the truth is I've probably lost closer to 500 pounds. It's just like the same 30 to 40 over and over again, right? But 110 of it has stayed off, which is good.
Excellent. Well, your picture certainly shows a very attractive and svelte woman. So I don't know if you have any of the before pictures up there, but nonetheless, congratulations on that. Why don't you tell us the evolution of the Barefoot Executive and what you do and how the heck you balance it all?
Well, you know, first and foremost, and I know we'll cover this tonight, I think balance is a myth. You know, not only is balance in the eye of the beholder, but balance is a myth. Just like before we got on the air, you said you claim that I have a Southern accent, and the fact is I don't hear it, right? So just as accent is in the eye of the beholder, so is balance. What balance means to me is going to be different than what balance means to you. I go about the speed of a freight train. I mean, that's my natural energy, my natural enthusiasm, my natural way of getting things done. And that may be very different from my husband of 20 years. He and I move at very different speeds. We speak at very different speeds. We think at different speeds. It's just different. So balance for me is a very different picture than him. Now, as far as what does Barefoot Executive mean, it's not really about the shoes. I mean, I am a country girl, and I am here in the middle of my pecan orchard in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and I am barefoot. I'm actually barefoot standing up at my treadmill station where I work. And that's a preference. But my point is, I think people in this day and age, with this technology, like I heard you talking about in the last segment, we have so many more options now than ever before. We can create our life, our business, our way, on our terms. And for me, that means I get to be CEO and also barefoot and also pregnant if I choose. I can be barefoot, pregnant, prosperous.
And a wife.
And a very happy wife, you know. And a daughter. I just came back from an appointment with my parents. My dad is 73 and having some medical stuff going on. So I get to be the daughter, the sister, the mom. I get to show up for the PTA parties and do all of that at the same time. And so balance, I may not be sane or totally balanced, but I'm going to have some measure of dabbling in everything that I want to dabble into with or without the shoes. I don't believe it's about the high heels, the pinstripe suit, and the corner office. My corner office happens to overlook, you know, a family of 12 deer and two rabbits and a skunk occasionally.
Oh,
and that's
how
okay.
Beautiful.
So that's what Barefoot Executive is. It's not a person, really. It's a philosophy. It's a plan. It's a goal for your life.
Well, regardless, the thing that's so good about it is it connotes an image, and it was a very wise branding choice. So I think it served you well, and you're living it. The other thing that comes to mind for me as we're discussing this topic is the notion that was promulgated in the 60s and 70s with the beginning of the feminist movement of having it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so many women in the 70s and 80s were led to believe they could have it all, and in many cases they postponed getting married and having kids, and and found, again, in many cases, that by the time they went to look to fill that part of their life, they weren't having it all.
Yeah.
I do believe we can have it all much more than ever before now, because we're past that initial phase where work is deemed so important to a man or a woman.
Right,
right now, I think, with the exception of Hillary Rosen and maybe the Democrats' war on women, we are accepting women that choose to stay home. In fact, I'd love your thought on that whole debate, because I went on quite a rant last week after hearing that absurd remark by Hillary Rosen accusing Ann Romney of not working a day in her life, though she raised five kids.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to stay out of the political debate, and the whole women's issue is touchy. And here's what I'll say. I wasn't born until 72, so I missed, you know, the 60s. My mom wasn't part of the whole feminist movement. She believed she needed to be home with us. But here's where the breakdown happened, Bruce. The initial breakdown was when, I believe, yes, we can have it all, but the breakdown is when you let somebody else determine what all means.
Elaborate on that. Elaborate, please.
So what I mean is, for you, like, you were a single dad raising your two boys. I read your beautiful story the other day. And so you had it all, but maybe your all looks different than what my brother's all. My brother's all has always been about the corner office, has always been about somebody to help with the kids and you know, the nice dinners and the this and that. His all, what he set on a pedestal is his all, and it's working for, is different than what you wanted your all to be. I believe we can have it all. I believe we can define what that all means. My goal has always been to be a mom. I'm probably going to get emotional about this. I just really have been a nurturer and a mother figure since I was little. My parents adopted again when I was 17. So I had a little brother that was a baby when I was a teenager. And so I got to feel a little bit of that. But then when we began to have troubles having kids, I just knew in my heart, I'm a mother without children. That's the problem. That's the disconnect. So my all at that point was about being a mother. I didn't start my business. This usually surprises people, but I didn't start working at home because I had a passion or a drive or a desire to build a business, or not even because I was that great at anything. I started it because I needed to be home with my kids. I was a mother by choice, and because I still needed income, period. End of story. I think passion is a luxury. I think you need to forget about being excited about what you're doing and get excited about who you're doing it for and why you're doing it. I believe we have a very entitled mindset right now that, oh, I'm not passionate about that. Don't be passionate about that. Be passionate about paying your bills. Be passionate about the fact that my kids never had to again question, who is my mom again? Who is my mom? Who's taking care of me? Now, that being said, I don't believe that every woman has to be at home. That's not my point. That's not my platform. My platform is, what do you really want your life to look like? What do you really want your day to look like? What meets your goals and your values? Because yours may be very different from mine. Clearly, Hillary Rosen and Ann Romney have very different value sets. Who am I to say that Hillary's are better or worse than Ann's? Who is she to say that Ann has never worked a day in her life? She clearly has never walked in her shoes. So that being said, I believe we can have it all now more than ever. I believe now more than ever we can clearly see that my all looks different from your all, looks different from Hillary's all and from Ann's all. And I think that the breakdown in the 70s happened because we let somebody say what all means is that it has to look just like what the men's all looks like, which means the successful title, the corner office, the gone 10 hours a day, the promotions, the business lunches, the blah, blah, blah. Because what we're also seeing now is men rebelling against that notion.
Yes,
you know
you
what, Bruce? The fact of the matter is, 52% of my audience is men who are disillusioned with what somebody else has decided should be their American dream.
Well, ironically, Carrie, about half my audience is women, and everything I do is called a dad's point of view. So it's very ironic. We are out of time for this segment. Is there any chance you can hang on and we can continue a little bit more into the next?
Sure. I got a few minutes.
Okay, we will be back for closing remarks and a few more minutes with Carrie after these messages.
Jonah and the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark?